in my pocket. You know what I'm saying? And so I'm starting to rethink that, though.
Men are notorious for that. They're just very bad at that. I'm always yelling at my husband to please keep the cell phone away from his pocket.
Yeah, you know, and, you know, we hear all these things, and then we know, I know that there was a lot of controversy where, let's see, Siskel and Ebert, I always get the two of them, you know, confused which one is which. But with one of them who passed away from brain cancer.
Yeah.
And, you know, they tried to say that, well, you know, he spent a lot of time on his cell phone. And that got me thinking.
And, well, you know, a lot of people don't like to use their headsets because I, frankly, haven't found one that works very well.
Yeah.
So I think that that's a big problem within the cell phone area as well, because people just ignore the headsets altogether because it's very difficult to get a good signal. You're going in and out with your headset.
Now, you kind of alluded to this study that that was out about... Now, this was kind of linking usage and, you know, the exposure to it and how it really does affect kids. So you want to talk a little bit more about that, about what you know,
right.
This survey
said? Right. So it just published October 17th in this. It's the Electromagnetic Biology and Medicine Journal reports that cell phones used in shirts or pants pockets exceed FCC exposure guidelines, and that children absorb twice as much microwave radiation from phones as do adults. And that, you know, the phones result in children absorbing twice the cell phone radiation in their heads, as well as they absorb as much as 10 times more in their bone marrow
now
as adults.
That is amazing, isn't it? I mean, it really gets you, you know, being a parent like you are and I am, it really gives you, you know, pause for, you know, solace to think about, right?
Mm. Right. I mean, because there's always, you know, without the study, there's always the issue anyways of when do you give your child a cell phone.
Well, now,
so
you know,
that other issue.
That's a whole nother kettle of fish. We'll talk about that in a couple minutes because I want to get your take on that, too. But so is there any way around this?
I mean, obviously, limit the use of their how long they're on their cell phone. I mean, obviously, try and get a headset so that the phone is not attached directly to your head and you're not putting it on your body. So I think that that's, you know, the only other way to kind of alleviate that problem.
What if any effect does texting have at this? Well, you're not really, it's not, you know, right up against your...
No, but
you
it could be on your body. I mean, that's, you know, people are saying that they get carpal tunnel from texting all the time. So, but, you know, your cell phone is near as well. You have to think about the other issue is your laptop is on your lap as well. So
there's
that issue.
You're right. There were so many things. Oh, man. I was feeling so good about myself today. And then you come along, Long Anne-Marie.
And then there was the other, right before we get on, there was another story about the whole TV exposure. You should limit TV exposure.
Oh,
what
are they saying now?
Well, no. There was that study that came out about SpongeBob and how...
Right. We talked about that, yeah.
Kids under the age of... I don't remember, 4 should not be watching SpongeBob at all. And I don't know how my kids heard about that because my 7-year-old said to me, Mommy, if you've noticed, we've stopped watching SpongeBob because we heard that it's bad for kids.
You know, that's kind of cool, though.
So I said, you know, it's kind of silly. It has it's adult humor in it. I think it's a silly show.
Yeah,
but I wouldn't let anyone under the age of 7 watch it.
No, you're right, and I've put my foot down on that one, too. But you remember, and this is not that long ago, one of the PBS shows with those rinky-dink and whoever those little characters.
Teletubbies.
Is Teletubbies, thank you. Because I was kind of out of the loop in that. That's not real. But, you know, watching them was causing kids to have epileptic seizures or something. Remember, they were all up in arms about that.
It's just crazy. I mean, I think obviously, I think the recommendation has always been that you should limit TV exposure for kids under 2. And obviously, no one has been saying anything about cell phone use and limiting cell phone use for kids under a certain age. But, you know, with the invention of, you know, the iPhones and all the kids are grabbing their parents' iPhones and playing, you know, different apps on there as well. So
Angry Birds.
Yeah.
Yeah. Addicted to Angry Birds.
Yeah, so there's that issue of them using it as well.
Yeah. So what about age of when a cell phone becomes, I don't know, when do you need
appropriate?
Appropriate,
you
I
really
guess.
Do you need a cell phone?
Yeah.
This is probably the question.
You know,
appropriateness, in our town, it's always been once the kids hit middle school, that's when they're out and about doing the activities after school, and they're calling mom or dad to come pick them up. So you know, I don't, is it appropriate? I don't know. There's been, you know, obviously talk about they shouldn't have a cell phone, but that's when they're, you know, at a field per se and have to call their parents to get picked up at different locations.
You know, we all want our kids to be safe. I think that's, you know, number one. And if that's the way, like you say, that they're at sport, again, middle school, what are we talking ages, the low end of middle school? What is that?
Well, for some grades, it could even be fifth grade lumped into middle school.
Ah.
Generally, it's sixth, seventh, and eighth grade,
yeah.
And that's usually starting at age 11.
Yeah, 11. 11 12, we were kind of arbitrarily bantering about the 12, and, you know, 11 is the new 12, so what do you, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
But they say, you know, my kids have known kids that are 7 and 8 who've had cell phones. And for particular reasons, I think parents have very different reasons for having their child have a cell phone, whether they're, say they're going to an after-school program when they're younger. They go to different type programs. And or a lot of times parents who are divorced will, you know,
yeah,
give their child a cell phone earlier so they can communicate directly with the other parent. I think that's a legitimate issue as well.
Well, Anne-Marie, I have trouble enough with my smartphone. I can't see, you know, what I mean. You know, trying to get it to work, but yeah, you know, and we were saying, well, you know, what did we do back in the day? Well, you know, if you were not well or something,
you
went to the nurse's office, and then they called home. But maybe that's more difficult, you know, with today where most families have, both parents are off work and, you know, to make ends meet.
Right, and you know, I find a lot of people text. Even moms, older moms, are always texting. No one's calling anyone anymore.
OMG.
It seems a lot of people are just texting.
I guess on the new iPhone, they have this thing called voice text, where if you want to text someone, you speak it into the phone and it sends it as a text.
Yes.
To the person.
Are you kidding?
Receiving
me?
It, yeah.
Oh, that's.
I have a voicemail system from my office phone that will translate the voicemail to my my smartphone.
Oh,
wow, that's cool too.
That's pretty cool.
That is
cool. The
technology
has changed, but you know, if you need to get a hold, especially working parents, a lot of kids will text. So there are phones out there that you can just, for example, the iPad, the iTouch, you can have a texting application on there and not have a telephone number. So my daughter does have that, where she has a text application and, you know, only text certain people, because a lot of her friends are not texting yet.
Oh, cool.
So there is that option.
Yeah.
If you need to get a hold of a parent who's a working parent and say they're in a meeting and you'd rather text them, I know a lot of parents work via text as
well with
their
children. There is something to be said about that.
It just seems like kids, and I'm, you know, not to sound like
you have a young
get
one
off
on
my
the
lawn,
yeah.
But it seems like kids under a certain age, all they respond to is text. They don't email.